Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Yivamas daf Lamed Dalet. Yivamas Lamed Dalet. We left off right at the top word of Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. The Mishnah in the end of yesterday's daf, Lamed Gimel Beis, had discussed a scenario where a person could be over on four different chiyuv chatas, four different isurim of karis, if it's chatas b'shegig, if in one ma'isabiyah. What was the case? If you have two brothers that married two sisters, they did eretz to two sisters, and when it came to Shas Nesuin, Shas Bia, they were machlif, the more explained accidentally, of course, they were machlif the wives, so each one is going to be over on Eishes Ish, each one is going to be over on Achlis Isha, if each one's going to be over on because the sisters as well, Eishes Ish, Eishes Ach, Achlis Isha, so you have brother's wife, wife's sister, and Eishes Ish has three, and assuming they're nidas, each one's going to be over on nidas as well. This will fall back into our context of conversation of Issa Chalissa. It's right away, they were on top of them, it's going to circle back in. But that's how one is over for Issurim, for one Bia. We didn't elaborate yesterday, but maybe it was fairly obvious. The Gemara quoted Bryce that said that there's 16 Chatoises from this one situation. It really means 16 Chatoises divide over the four people. There's the two brothers and the two sisters. Each one's over four. So four times four, of course, is 16. That's the 16 Chatoises. That number will come up. It'll be relevant in today's affair as well. Okay, so that's how we have four Issurim, four Chatoises in one, or in two Maisabias, in one mix-up, which is two Maisabias, leads to four Chatoises for each of the parties involved. Ask the Gemara Tapa Lamed Alamav. In order to get to these four, you have to be holding that Isser is Chal Isser through Isser Kailul, Isser Maisif, and Isser Vazachas. Jump into the top Rashi, read inside. The Masisan Disley Isser Chal Al Isser, Bein Aide Kailul, Bein Isser Maisif, Bein Aide Vazachas. The way to get to four Isser in our Mishnah is utilizing all three of these ideas. Kigayin. First, Nesra al Shimon Mishim Eishesach, Veishesish. Eishesach and Eishesish came at once. That's Hainu Vazachas. I've done to say you also, are you Chayiv on both those things? That's Vazachas. Chazar Shimon Bekidish Leah. Shimon then went and was Bekadish Rachel's sister, Leah. Migu the Asri Leah, Hanach Kedushim Bekulu Shachvasa. Since marrying Leah makes them Asr in all the siblings, Mishamachas Isha, and all the other sisters, Asram Beishes Achiv. So even though that sister Rachel already was Asr to him, Rachel was already Asr Alt Eishes Ach, Alt Eishes Ish, Rachel was an Isser of, Achazisha, because she's part of the other sisters that also became Usher as Achazisha. Even though there already was an Isser on her, since this new Isser includes more objects, more items, and includes in this case more sisters, therefore it's Chal on Rachel as well. Bala, Rachel summoned her husband, Pirsa Nida. Once Rachel becomes a Nida, Migu the Tais of Isser, Allah, she now becomes us to more people, namely to her husband Ruvain. So, Legabe Bala, Nishim Nida, Tais of Banami, Isser Legabe Shimon, Harayisa Maisif. Now that she does to her husband Ruvain, she goes us to Shimon, the brother in law as well. That's Isser Maisif. So, you have in this scenario, in our Mishnah's case of being Shimon over four Isurim, you have Vasachas, you have Isser Kail, and Isser Maisif. Who's the Tana who holds of all these combinations to have Isser Chalitz. Amar Vida Marav, Rebbe Meir. It's Rebbe Meir at the time we learned the Mishnah. Yesh Echel Chilachas, one could eat one Achil, this Mishnah increases David Gimel. Yesh Echel Chilachas, Bechayiv Lavar, Abba Chatoyis. V'Hashem Echem, one could eat one eating and Bechayiv four different Chatoyis and one Hashem. What's the case? Tamei, a person is Tamei, Yesh Echel Chalav, who ate Chalav, Vu Neisir, Min HaMakdashim, and was also Neisir, and of course, it was Hektish, B'Yami Kippurim, and it was Yom Kippur. So through this, he's going to be over in four different, he's over in four Chatas and Hashem. Rameir wanted to add, Rameir Aymer, it might say Shabbos, Vaitzi Bepiv. If it was Shabbos and he carried it out in his mouth, the food before swallowing it, Chayiv is Chayiv, a fifth Chatas. For Haitzah, says Gemara, Amar Lo, he said to him, Ain't a man of shame. That's not part of the same category. We're talking about Achilas, and you're getting involved with Haitzah, and therefore that wouldn't be included in our numbers. Don't make it, don't count up to five Chatas. It's still four Chatas. Gemara increases, goes through the same Cheshman we just went through via Rashi, that you're applying all these different concepts of Isser Kailu, Isser Maisif, and Isser Vazachas in order to get to all of these four Chatoises and the Ashim, again, by the case of Kachim, that he's eating it Betama, he's eating Chalav, he's eating Nicer, and Tim Kippur. In order to get to all this Serum, we have to have Isser Kailu, Isser Maisif, and Isser Vazachas. So we're saying Rameir is the author of our Mishnah as well. Says Gemara, it's Remeir, who is the author of Mishnah as well. Clearly, he sides with that Tanakama. He wanted to air another case besides the Tanakama over there in Croesus. He could be the author of our Mishnah as well. Before we actually go further in the Gemara, the Gemara is going to elaborate further on this, on who's Remeir going like. Tesis asked the Baal Kasha, what was the Havamina for Remeir to add that if it was Shabbos and he carried it with his mouth, he's Chayav a fifth one? Who had any Melech Shabbos? If while he was eating this Kekdish food, he was also plowing the field, he's ever another Isser. If while he's eating this Hekdish food, he was this Hekdish food Betumah, this Chalev, he was this Nicer. He was also cooking, he's ever another Melech. Obviously, the point was being ever Isserim that relate to eating. So the fact that he's doing Chayt so with his mouth, is that really called related to eating? What was the Havmina for a mayor to add a case? As such, as top tesis in the middle of tesis, from Tamer, hey chashiv Remeir, chiv etzabadi chiv dachila. Mayin zeitzel zed the kamei kinyan yachal emer. It must melach b'shabbes. Chayev you can do any melach on Shabbos for that price. What's the mile of eating? Says tesis big yisaid. From Ri mishum de b'shas bilia asi nami chiv etzah. Meaning, we know there's a klal by etzah. There's one's only every this of etzah if he does an akira and the hanacha. You need akira. You need to pick it up. And anacha from one rishis and another rishis, or four amos within the rishis rabbim, but you need akira and anacha. The chiddush is that swallowing alone, once he swallows, that's called anacha. Even if it hasn't settled yet in the stomach, that's really called anacha. Since swallowing alone is called anacha, that's why Meir thought to say that maybe this can be included as another issur related to achila, because the swallowing gives it status to be called anacha. So according to that, there'd be taka atzad that bliyasa zuyin achasan, and therefore the Gemara still had to deflect and say, no, it's lamaisa, even though itzah is through eating. It's not mamish an issur of eating, and therefore it wouldn't be added to our count. The Taisa Shabbos adds to this. Taisa Shabbos says that you the Havmina would have been just elaborate Taisa. That's the swallowing. It's the resting in the stomach. That's called resting. The Chiddush here is that the swallowing alone through the throat, once he swallows, that's called anacha, even before it rests in the stomach. Which Avinezer points out brings into question a whole topic over there by the case increases, because in the case increases, one of the issues were that it was on Yom Kippur, right? It was eating on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur was one of the chatoises. It was eating on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, the Mefarshim discussed that the issue is really not so much the issue of eating. That's why the shear is not a kazayis. The shear is kasevis. It's the issue of getting rid of the of inu. There's a mitzvah chiyuv, an obligation to be ma'ana oneself, to afflict oneself. So any eating that takes away from affliction, only as such eating is one chayav for on Yom Kippur. Therefore, the shear is bigger than a kazayis, right? And furthermore, Chasam Sefer says, therefore, the level pashtus that one gets out of the status of inui is when his stomach has the food. So swallowing it alone would not be enough on Yom Kippur. Says Avinezer, as he said, Chasam Sefer says, Legavi Yom Kippur, it wouldn't shim with the Shakar V'tayi that was saying in Tesfus, Legavi Agamara, Lechar Agamara would seem to be not with the Tesfus Shabbos, and again, elaborating on Tesfus, would seem to be not like what Chasam Sefer is saying. Lemais Avinezer wants to say, you could work it out perhaps, he wants to say, not necessarily zero, but on the face of it, we have two different powers over here. We have the Tesfus as a claim of the taste of Shabbos, saying the focus is that the Bli alone is something over here, the Gabi Argamara, yet the Yom Kippur element seems to be focusing on the food being in the stomach. Interesting point. Okay. Says more further.
Yes. Where was the Akira then? If you tell me that's a
Hanukkah,
where was the Akira?
Yeah, you have to say, Akira obviously happened also on that same day. Meaning the Akira couldn't have happened before Yom Kippur. That's all. Yeah, he picked it up. When he picked up to eat the food, that's the Akira.
In our case.
What do you mean? He picked up the food to eat it. What's so shver? He picks up the food to eat it. What's the shayla? When he picks up the food to eat it, that's right. Akira. Simple.
And the Hanukkah is what?
We have to go. Says Gemara further. Says Gemara. Sorry, I'm just in a bit of rush today. Says Gemara. A question on Remeir now. So there's a machlekes of Blazer Yeshua, legabe tavid var mitzvah, famous idea that if one makes a mistake in the context of doing a mitzvah, if he's tavid var mitzvah, there's a shaila whether or not he's kechayev achatas, or because it's var mitzvah, he's not kechayev achatas. Says the Gemara now, Remeir libid man. Remeir says this dini chayev in all these cases, these chayev achatas. We're saying Remeir is the author of our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, what's he trying to do? He's trying to do chuppah and assume. He's trying to do marriage. Marriage is certainly a mitzvah. Shaila is if it's mamish a mitzvah itself. Is it a hechsher mitzvah to having children? Or is it a mitzvah of itself? But it's the status of a mitzvah. So it'd be called tabid var mitzvah if he was nechlefu by mistake, the wives. It's tabid var mitzvah. And we're saying yechayiv chatoyeses. Says the Gemara, Remeir libid man, ilibid Rishua, harmer tabid var mitzvah pater. Rishua says tabid var mitzvah is pater. El libid Rabbelazar. It must be Remeir going in Rabbelazar who says tabid var mitzvah is chayiv. Remeir has to go to that shita. Otherwise, you won't be chayiv these chatoyeses. Says the Gemara, not so fast. Ibai say, I can tell you no. He's not going to Belazer. Let me do Bishua's going to Bishua. Kikam Bishua talks about mitzvah pater. When do Bishua say talk about mitzvah pater? When it's a time sensitive mitzvah. Hani mili gabi tenekis. We talk about, let's say, doing bris mila on a baby. Does mani bal, where he's rushed because the mitzvah is dafka on the eighth day. And if you miss the eighth day, it's a delay. It's a delay in the mitzvah. And therefore, in the case of there was, they made a mistake that there's a baby to be mal on Shabbos. And if the eighth day is taka Shabbos, take a Shabbos. But then there's a baby that the bris mila wasn't supposed to be until the next day, till Sunday. So doing it on Shabbos is shleps mana. It's early. That's just considered making a mum Ba'alma on Shabbos, that's considered a Chol Shabbos. It's not a mitzvah b'chal. Says the Gemara. So when does Bishua say he's tabed v'ar mitzvah, he made a mistake and did a mila on the wrong baby the early? Whole discussion, what do you do? Is it nothing? You don't have to have numbers. We'll leave that for now. But the point is that over there, Bishua says he's tabed v'ar mitzvah because there was a stress in the time he was rushed, and therefore we say he's considered pater from the chatos. Aval, hi, kivin the ain's manibol. There's always manibol. Get married today. Get married tomorrow, it's different. It doesn't make such a difference. There's no specific man. And therefore, maybe Bishua would also agree that even according to Bishua, you wouldn't have the exemption of Tabit HaMitzvah, and there would, yes, be Chiv Chatas, or America, even go in the Bishua. Ask the Gemara, is that klal so simple that Bishua agrees that in a case where you're not Zman Ebol, Ta Bidvar Mitzvah doesn't apply? I mean, it's still be Chiv Chatas. I have a Chuma, the Ein Zman Ebol. By Chuma also, getting rid of Chuma, or eating Chuma, the Zechur, not something which calls Mambal, the Kapater, and Bishua still says a person made a mistake with regard to eating Chuma, he's exempt from the Karmachatos. The Zechur, there's no time rush over there. What's the case? It's not an Eichel B'Chuma, V'Nayd Eshu B'Ngush B'Chalutza. If he's eating Chuma, and he finds out he's B'Ngush B'Chalutza, Blaz B'Chaim, Karim B'Chaim, Bishua says, he's not, the Mait says, it's unfortunate, he's B'Ngush B'Chalutza, he's a Chal, he's not a Kayan, and therefore he's got to pay back the Sheva Kuna, Karen B'Chaimish, like any other Zar who ate Chuma. Rabbi Shua Paita Bishua says that he's putter. Why is he putter? Because he's trying to do a mitzvah of eating up the truma. Now there's no zman bal, there's no zman to carry the truma, there's no zman bal there, and still he's exempt. We see that Bishua applies this concept even when you're not rushed for time. Says the Gemara, Ha'et Marla, Amar Bibi Barbai, Hacha Bishum Pesach, Askira, Mamish Yad Yema, this week is Pesach. They were talking about Erev Pesach and it was dealing with truma of Chametz. This man of bal, it was man of bal. So make him a kimta, Hacha Ma'askina, where it's a case of zman bal, he was strapped for time for this Truma as well, and in that case, Rabbi Shua would agree that Tadvar Mitzvah would—that's what Rabbi Shua says. Tadvar Mitzvah applies, and a Chanami, if it would not be strapped for time, if it would not be Zman Ebal, then it would not, even according to Rabbi Shua, you would not have the exemption of Tadvar Mitzvah, and there would be a Chiv of Chatas, like in our case, by the mixing up of the wives. Okay, Vibei Seima. A whole new answer who the town of the Mishnah is. All this has been going, and the town of the Mishnah is Rameir, like Pian Increases, who says one could be chayef four different chatas and ashem for one act of eating. So to hear, four different chatas for the one act of Bia, each person involved could be chayef four different chatas. That was all going according to Rameir, and we said Rameir could be either like a Belazar, who will start by mitzvah is takachayef, or Bishua would agree over here, since that's manibol, he's not pressed for time, then Rabbi Shua would agree, Tabit mitzvah would not be an exemption and be chayef. That's all mahalach number one. Now mahalach number two in our Mishnah. Who's the time of the Mishnah says Yichayev four chatoyeses for this one act of bia? Ibay Seima b'Isser v'asachas v'libet b'Shimon. We say our Mishnah is going even Reb Shimon, who we said the past couple of bad held that ain't Isachalisi. He was the most stringent opinion, or the more he was the strongest opinion to not have two Isurim Chal in the same place. He agrees by v'asachas, and we're going to explain all of our cases. All four Isurim in our Mishnah could all be v'asachas. Don't come out this Maisif. Don't come out this Akayel. Reb Shimon doesn't hold to those, but he agrees to v'asachas, and we're going to explain how he kept all four v'asachas. The Mara says, "Bishlam akulu mishkachas with the shavinu shliach, v'shavinu inu shliach." If the men, the brothers, made a shliach to accept kedushin on their behalf, and the woman made a shliach to accept kedushin to accept, the brothers made a shliach to give kedushin on their behalf, and the women made a shliach, the sisters, to accept kedushin on their behalf, upag shliach b'shliach, and the shu shlichim met each other. So all the asurim of eshes ish, eshes ach, achazisha, all happen simultaneously. One shliach giving over both at once to the other shliach, giving over the kedushin at once to the other shliach, creates the kedushin, and therefore the ish 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 and a chazish all at once. Problem is, how does Nidus get in there? El Nidus Hechem Shachasla, presumably they were Nidah either before this moment, when the Shas Kedushin took place, or after that moment of Shas Kedushin, when did the Nidah take place? How is that Fasachas? Amarav, Bishvas Matech Shlesha Asr, Lachashash Asr, Lechuve Inu, that's the guy with the boys, we'll explain in a second, Matech Shemas, Lachashemasr, Lechuve Inu. So you have to basically talk about twins, two sets of twins. And, funny enough, they're a year apart, and they're both, all four born on the same day. Two sets of twins, brothers, marrying two sets of twin sisters. The two brothers are turning 13 on this day, and the two sisters are turning 12 on the same day. And the women were having, they're being pierced in either throughout that day of their birthday. So at the same time, until the 13 and 12, respectively, the boys and girls, there's no obligation. They become 13 and 12 all on the same day while they were being pierced and nida. On that same day, Kedushin was being accepted. So we have all vasachas on all four of the Isurim, on the Isur of Eshes Ach, Eshes Ish, Aches Isha, and the Isur of Nida. It's all happening with vasachas at the same time. Okay, says the Gemara. And therefore, the Mishkabir of Shimon, we have to come on to even, which is again, the Shimon does all this, Isakail doesn't know this, Maisef, and still you can have four chattases being Bechoy, four chattases. Mafisha, so we separate the woman from the husbands after they got mixed up for 3 months to make sure whether they're pregnant or not. And ask the Gemara, a woman does not become pregnant for the first Bia. If she doesn't become pregnant for the first Bia, this is Pasha's idea, not the first Bia with these two people, it means Pasha's the first Bia in general, a woman who is still Basula, that first act of Bia serves to rupture the Basulim, but doesn't get her pregnant. We aren't saying on this. The first you discuss, if a man has a relationship with a woman who's supposed to be a Basula, and she gets pregnant, it's clear she got pregnant. We know we separate from the wives right after the first Bia. So let's say it became clear that till they had Bia another time was far apart, and she gave birth within, call it 7 months. So either she became pregnant for the first Bia, or if you go with this klal, it must be she had relations before she was married or while she was engaged, which would lead to the child being a mamzer and being us on the husband. There's discussions. I don't know if it's called a mamzer, because we pointed out that we do the erisin under the chuppah at the same time, so maybe it wouldn't be a mamzer, it would just be engaged, but it would certainly be a woman that strayed, that was misbehaving. The first we discuss whether we have to be concerned that pashtas again, bismanazeh, we take for granted that women can, yes, become pregnant, even from a first Bia, whether you go into Shtar HaTeva, whether you go with what the Gemara is saying, surely that the Basulim can be knocked out, even not through a Bia, and it's going to come up on top of Ambeis. So, either way, these days, we don't necessarily go with this klal, bein l'kula, bein l'chumra, but okay. But the Gemara is saying that there was an assumption that, back in the times of Gemara at least, that Isha is not misabaris for the first Bia, so why'd have to separate for three months? We're presumably talking about women in our Mishnah that were Basulim. So the Chayyah, there's no issue. The Machlef, Nebuch, every these Isurim have to be the Chataisis, but they should have to go back to their first husband, their proper husband, right away. Amr Nachman, Amr Ravua, Shabalu Vashanu, the cases where they had Bia, and they're repeated. We want to do this with Tanazet because we know that the Kala becomes Aser right after the first Bia. But back in the day, if you know for sure it's Dam, it wasn't Dam Nida, it was Dam Basulim, therefore they were meant to have further Bias, so that Bia once, Bia twice, and therefore they could have become pregnant from the second Bia. Says Gemara, Behal Tan Rechia, Hari Kasheshus Chatas. We quoted this outside of the meeting today. It was Ende Yesterday's Daf, where we said the 16 total Chatayas, 4 for each person involved, 2 brothers, 2 sisters, 4 times 4 is 16. But if there's 2 Bias, it's actually 32. So, it should be 32. It should be 32 Bia, 32 Chatoises. Says the Mar, that's not Shver. According to your logic, Rabbez holds that every Kayach, every effort put into the act of Bia, is Chayv a separate Chatos. It's 2 Vavin. It's way more than 16. It's way more, because let's say a person, however many times he puts a Kayach into the Bia, right? Let's make up a number. It's 6 times, he's Chayv 6 Chatoises. So, each person's Chayv is chayev 6 chatayis, it's way more than 16 also. Ella, what's the answer? When we counted the amount of chatayis, we just meant it's 4 chatayis per person, times 4 people, 16. We counted the standard minimum amount. We didn't count every kayach. So, we counted only the first bia. We didn't count subsequent bias either. So that's not a kasha that they had, it was a case where there was a bia vishanu, that they had a second bia. Amalei, Rava, Rav Nachman, on this idea that a woman does not become pregnant for the first Bia, so Rav asked Rav Nachman the following question. Va'tamar, back to Chumash. Va'tamar, B'Bia Rishayna, Abra. Tamar, the story with Yehuda, was a Bia Rishayna, and she became pregnant. Tamar became pregnant from first Bia. How do we know? So Top Rashi says, because the Gemara doesn't explain that Erva Einan had Bia Shlei Kedarka with her. They had Mishamish Shlei Kedarka. They had Bia Shlei Kedarka, so never did they rupture the Basulim. So the first time was with Yehuda, and still she became pregnant with, of course, with the twins. She became pregnant. Amalei, Tamar Batzer Machma. Macha. So Rabbi says, Tamar, because she was wanted to procreate, she wanted to have children, and she didn't know how many chances she'd get with Yehuda, so Tamar was Batzer Macha. She used her finger to move away the basulim. She ruptured the basulim with her finger before the bia with Yehuda. Damar Bitzlach, Klamachas Shabbos Rebbe, shall be Rabbi Tamashman. All the brides of Rabbi who purposely get rid of the Basulim before they get married, they call Tamar, they're referred to by Tamar. Why are they referred to as Tamar? Hashem Tamar Shemacha Be'etzba, because of Tamar, who also was Macha, she pushed away the Basulim with her Etzba. In fact, what do you mean? What happened to Ervainan? We really said answer for Rashi. Because Ervainan, who were married to her and had relations with her, Ervainan, Shemacha, Mar says, no, Ervainan only had relations, Shemacha, Kedarkan. Ervainan had relations, Kedarkan, and therefore she was still a Basula, if not for the fact that she was Macha Be'etzba. Meisvei, Esmer, a question, Gosu, Vavri Chodesh, 24 months after when a woman's nursing a baby, a newborn baby, Tashmel Fim, Vazerim Bechutz, the husband is allowed to have relations in the inside, proper relations, but when it comes to releasing the Zera, releases the Zera, Mebechutz, the Zera means, like, the Zera just means he releases Zera, Mebechutz, from the outside. He winnows, literally, it means releases Zera from the outside. It's a form of contraception in order not to have the woman get pregnant again and dry up her milk. But for the baby she's nursing, especially back in the day, there wasn't formula, there weren't as easy other foods to feed the baby, so he has bia, but he makes sure that the zera, as a form of contraception, doesn't go into her body. Amr Lai, this is Rabbi Lezer. Amr Lai, the Chum said to him, Alo in elk my sevainan. That's my sevainan. To be dashma b'fidim and zera mechutz is my sevainan. What does it sound very, very much like? Ervainan did regular bia, Bia Kedarka, and they just make sure not to finish inside of Tamar. But they had regular Bia. If they had regular Bia, then she was not a Basula. It wasn't Shulik Kedarka. Chersh Takaraya, not like what we said before. Gemara says, no. Kemaisa Ervainan, like Kemaisa Ervainan. It was like the Maisa Ervainan, and not like the Maisa Ervainan. Kemaisa Ervainan is like Maisa Ervainan in the Chsiv, Vayimba Elisha Sachiv, Vishikhazarza. It was written that you're going to come to his brother's wife and destroy the seed on the ground. That's the same thing as this brother was doing. Ervainan were doing it Ayde Shlekedaka. They were wasting the seed Ayde Bishlekedaka. They weren't even doing a bia in Isamakam. It was Shlekedaka. Whereas this act of the Chamim were telling Rabbi Lazar of being Dash Bifnim and Zerah Bichutz, making sure to use that regular bia, but being Mighty the Zerah outside of her body, that is like Ervainan in the sense that it's being Mighty the Zerah, but it is Kedarka, Ervainan was Shlekedaka. Okay, so the Gemara is defending its understanding that Ervainan had Bia Shlekedaka, and Tamar was Macha Betzba, and the reason why, and that's why Yehuda is able to get her pregnant with the first Bia. Before the Gemara elaborates further, how do we know that they're being wasting Zerah by both Er and Einan? The Pasuk only says it by Einan. The Mefreshim are very bothered. There's a couple of very stark kashas here. First of all, just in the basic Shakta of the Gemara, the Marsha is very bothered that we're going in a circle. We had a question, how do you know you can become pregnant from a first Bia? You tell me you cannot become pregnant from a first Bia. If that's the case, how did Tamar become pregnant? Now, the question is only based on the fact that we assumed that Tamar had Bia Shlekedarka with Erev Einan. And even that, we had a question on, and we said, no, it was Shlekedarka, which is like, it's like being boil. It's like being Mighty Zera by being boil dash mebifrim v'zera mebichutz. But really, they did be shlekedarka. If you just read the story simple, again, we have a rise yet. We're going to see the rise in a second. That they were Mighty Zel Vatala. But if you read the story simple, go back to normal case. They had be a kedarka. They had dash mebifrim v'zera mebichutz, and it's exactly like what Rabbi Lezer was describing as a contraception for a woman that's pregnant. Why say a funny case that there was shlekedarka and she was macha betzba? Why don't you go with a simple normal scenario? They had regular be, and they made sure not to have put the zera. Be mighty zera while they're still inside Tamar. Chor, very simple. Glat the malach. The Mara seems to be going in a convoluted way. Shtarka ara. And the Marsha is bothered by. The Marsha brings that perhaps it's something that's in the pasuk that we're not aware of. There's a drush the chum saw in the pasukim that made it clear that was the case of shleikadarka, and therefore we have to take this whole circular route. And in Madura Basra, he explains further that maybe there's a mesera. There was a mesera that Tamar became pregnant from her first act of bia. So it wasn't just a cheshbon based on the mathematics of the story. There was a mesera that Tamar became pregnant from her first bia, and therefore we had to go through this backwards cheshbon. The simple way would have been to say it was bia kedarka, and they were made to they made sure to be made to the zera only once they were out of her body. Okay, that's an important marsha and madura basra. Tosfos is bothered by the basic question that comes out from the reading of our Gemara in a simple fashion is that if a person is bal and isha kedarka and then is mighty zera purposely outside of her body, that's considered obviously a terrible chait. That's haitzah zera, and that's equivalent to bishlei kedarka. Taisa says the Gemara in Sanhedrin brings very clearly that on the Gemara in Sanhedrin I think it's Daf Nun Ches. The Mar brings that a Bishlek Darka is permissible. The Mar discussed that for Gait, Aser, for Yid, it's Mutter. The Mar says, how could it be Muhammad for Yid, for a Gait, than for Yid? Okay, that's the conversation, but it sounds very clear from the Gemara that a Bishlek Darka for Yid is permissible. So, if Bishlek Darka is permissible, how does the Shem Agamar seems to be saying it's like a Maisa Ervainen? It seems very schwer. So, Taisu's answer is two Turutim. Taisu wants to say that maybe only if you're doing it tamid. Taisu says, first of all, only if you're doing it. Two things. First of all, maybe only if you're Maisi Zera. The Gemara Peres, perhaps the Hedron was talking about where he does Biyash like a Darka, but he's not Maisi Zera. He's not Maisi Zera. We're talking about Maisi Zera. Then Avada Biyasar, over there wasn't Maisi Zera. Rambam seems to learn that way as well, that Biyash like a Darka is fine, as long as you're not Maisi Zera. That is Rambam and Tais first. So his second there over here is that maybe it's only Usher when it's Bekvius. Derech Arai would takabi mutter. Very interesting. I have Taisa for some reason that Derech Arai is not considered an elaborate. It's us, Zerah Levatala. Derech Kvius is when it's takab problem. The Beis Yosef doesn't like this. The Beis Yosef brings Bekvius to say that one could be Bolsh like a Darka. I mean, Maitzi Zera consists, even Derech Arai, be Maitzi Zera that cannot possibly make pregnancy, and therefore the Beis Yosef says not to rely on this Teretz Tesvus, rather to go with the Rambam and Tesvus that there's an issue, as long as we make Tzizera, even on a Biyash like a Darka, even the Gemara Tzedesh would agree that it is problematic. There is, however, a famous tshuva of Ramesha, famous on this topic, Ramesha in Eben Ezer, Chilik Aleph Simon Samach Gimel in Sif Beis, Ramesha over there, he asks, the Reblezer is actually the Shita Anita, Anafi Gimel. Reblezer is the Shita that's the most machmer legabe the Isra of Yitzhar Zal Vatala. Famous Gemara Anita, Anafi Gimel. The Gemara talks about Maisa Daramabel, about Mimit Zer Vatala. And the Shita that gives the most strongest Lashonis over there is Reblezer. And Reblezer over here is the one that talks about by contraception by the woman that's nursing. Reblezer over here is the one that gives the Eitzah of being Dashma Fadim and Maitzi Zer Mabachutz. He seems to be the easiest to allow to be Maitzi the Zer. What's going on over here? Says Ramesha of Bikhadish. Now, when we talk about Yitzhar Zal Vatala, it doesn't mean Yitzhar Zal Vatala in the sense that it doesn't create a child. It means, and really this answers a big question that I've had in the past many times. Ramesha, I'll explain in a second. Ramesha says that as long as there's a context of a mitzvah of Bia, called mitzvah's Aina, making one's wife, giving Hanah to one's wife, then even if that will lead to the Zera not being able to procreate a child, somehow, it's not a steer. That's not called Yitzhar Zal Vatala. As long as it's a bia that is being mekayim a mitzvah of aina, it's there for the mitzvah, and through that somehow it leads to Yitzhar Zal Vatala, that would not be an issue, an issur. Obviously you have to see the nuances inside, but that's the state of Ramesha, that would not be an issue of, it doesn't mean that only if you could develop a child, then it's not Zal Vatala. If you can't develop a child, it's Yitzhar Zal Vatala. Rather, what it means is that as long as it's not considered Levatala because it's a mitzvah of being with his wife, he's becoming a mitzvah with his wife, if it's in the context of a being with his wife, then it's not an issue. You're not allowed to necessarily purposely make sure to be out of the woman when he's Maitzi Zera, but if he has to because of a contraception, for an example, when she's nursing, or for some other reason, or if it just happens during the act of Bia, that would not, and somehow that he's Maitzi Zera prematurely, not while he's engaged in the Bia itself, that would not be considered an issue of Yitzhar Zal Vatala because that's considered part of the mitzvah of Aina. The question that answered to me all the years, I was very bothered. I'm sure there's other more simple answers, but we're very busy with the Issa versus Zal Vatala. Obviously, it's terrible Avera. The Gemara Nidah over there, Daf Gimel, happened to have just learned it last week. The Gemara Nidah, Daf Gimel, speaks about how it's Mamish Kedar Mabel, it's terrible Chait. Yet, for people that are, women that are pregnant, typically don't become pregnant again. Women that are nursing, typically, in the later stages, whenever it's made, they will, but typically nursing or pregnant, those are forms of contraception also, they don't become pregnant when they're doing that. If a girl owes a katana, right, the Gemara describes back in the day marrying katanas and having bia. In all those cases, you're having bia with nashim, which won't lead up be rave to having a child. How could you ever have a bia, a first bia? The first bia ever, the psula. We're saying in our Mishnah Klal, it doesn't lead to child. How could you ever have a bia that we know for sure, up be there, chatev, will not lead to child? Why is that not an issue of a Yitzhar Zal Vatala? Why is that an issue? The same problem. You're not having a child in these bias, why should that be an issue of Yitzhar Zal Vatala? The answer would simply be, like according to Ramesha, that's not an issue. As long as the bias is a bias mitzvah, and it's in the context of a kosher bias, that's not called the Vatala. It's not a problem. The this tshuva of Ramesha would be a beautiful answer to that basic question. I'm sure there's others, but it'd be a beautiful answer. Okay. Bishlam Einan. Back to the story that Einan and Aaron, Einan, we said they would be Mashka Zera. How do we know? Einan, the Chsiv Bey, Vishikha Zarza. El Ermanalan, Amram Nachmeritz, the Chsiv, Vyamas Gama Isai. The gam is mashma afu by semis semes. It was for the same reason. It's guilty of the same avera, namely mashcha zera. Bishlam einan. He did so. Mishum, we know that he was wasting zera because he knew light yazara. that he wouldn't be, his seed was not the type that would be able to have a child through his actions. Ella Er, my Tamar Rachim. What was Er so busy not being Maitzah Zera on purpose and not getting Tamar? Trying to avoid that Tamar should get pregnant, says the Gemara, famous idea, Rashi, which brings this case, like Saber, in order that she shouldn't become pregnant and it'll take away from her beauty. Actually, it's interesting to know that Rashi and Chumash does not explain the Psukim the way we explained in Agamar over here, that they were doing Bishtak Daka. Rashi explains it with the simple understanding, that's part of the Cheshbon that we said for the Marsha before, the simple understanding that they were being Dashme Befnim and Zerme Bechutz, which would take away half of Agamar's issue about Bir Rashayna, because Tamar was talking no longer Psula, Bishas, Tamais, Behuda, and Rashi learns the psukim simple. First, elaborate. How's Rashi learning that way? Agamar seems to clear. How's Rashi learning the psukim that way? Agamar seems to say not like that. And they explain that Rashi still likes to teach the psukim in the most pashtun manner possible, even if the Gemara finds some sort of other atonement of pshat adichli, even if we said maybe I'll be a Kabbalah. But Rashi likes to teach the Mishnah, like teach the psukim in the most pashtun simple manner, even if it's not exactly the way the Gemara ultimately comes down. Okay, says the Gemara further. Tana banim. Aisa pralekad. The pasuk says that if a person lives with a woman. If a person lives with a woman and he has, this is actually the lady we just said yesterday, and he has a Hitzah Azera, so the halach is that both of them are tummy, both are tummy, they have to go into water, both tummy go into mikvah and tar that night, right? This is my explaining yesterday's parsha. Aisa prala kala, aisa comes to exclude a kala to Rabbi Yehuda, the chamayim and prala shtakidarka. Rabbi Yehuda says it comes to exclude a kala, chamayim says it comes to exclude a bi shtakidarka. I'm like, the reason for the chamayim would be because it has to be a bi that's fit for misaberis. I'm going to explain right now. I'm going to read Rab Nachman, lema kasam Rabbi Yehuda, hatar chasa tashit kala. Rabbi Yehuda comes to exclude a kala, why would they be excluding a kala from going to the mikvah? Presumably because she had very special makeup put on, and and making her go to the mikvah would be chas, would make her get rid of the makeup. So the Torah is being chas on the makeup of the kala. Says the Gemara, no, I'm late. No, a kala is exempt because she cannot become pregnant for the first bia, and since she can't become pregnant for the first bia, a bia that can impregnate is not going to be a bia that requires going to the mikvah. Says the Gemara, mythically, Rabbanan Tzavi Shikva Zera Prat La'ara. Rabbanan Tzavi Shikva Zera comes to exclude Ara, that Ara Alma, where there's no Zera that was discharged, will not cause her to become tamei. Isa is probably Shleikadarka. Isa comes excluded via Shleikadarka, which also can't make her pregnant, and therefore Shleikadarka is excluded from going to the mikvah for the Isha going to the mikvah. The man has to go to the mikvah regardless. For Yudhis Avar, Shleikadarka Vahara, Meshikva Zera Nafka. He learns both Shleikadarka and Ara is from Shikva Zera, and therefore Isa is extra to exclude Pratla Kala. Interesting, Deacon Rashi, if you jump into Rashi for a second, Atachshita Kala Rashi says, Kalva's reaction is set us up and out, the makeup that he puts on her face, then Titpal, she goes to mikvah, Yavir Mamayim, if she goes to the mikvah, the water will wash them away. It's interesting. Pashas, we'd say, today that the water doesn't wash away the makeup. You have to clean yourself from the makeup before you go to the mikvah, because otherwise it's a chazitza. The water, Rashi's mashma, that what's going to get rid of the makeup? The mikvah waters will get rid of the makeup. No! The mikvah waters will the going to the mikvah will cause it to clean herself off in order not to have a chazitza. For the mikvah, the answer is very simple, that Rashi's understanding that for a kala, her makeup is certainly something she's not makban on. She likes it. It's not nishnar, it's a miyat, and it's a miyat shade of makban. She's not makban on. She wants it. She wants the makeup to stay on. So al chazitza, you won't have to get rid of it. You're only getting rid of it because it's going to come off in the mikvah itself. That could be a dik in Rashi. Okay. Says the Gemara. When Ravin came, he said name of Reichlin, whoever waited after her husband 10 years and then gets married. Once she waits 10 years after her husband, she has a 10-year break in Bia, in Tashmish. She'll never be able to have children. It's only if she didn't have Das to plan to get remarried. If she planned to get remarried, Mr. Marriage, she could still become pregnant. I'm a Rav Abbasra of Chizda. Rav is at the door of Chizda. Kamrani Rabban Abbasra. Rav married of Chizda's daughter, who had been a widow, of whom, if you remember, of the Marba Basra, she was a widow of Rav Mechama. Rav Mechama died. Rav married her after 10 years, and she had children. And Rav said, they're saying rumors about you that you obviously weren't so, you didn't behave so properly while you were a widow, because how on earth are you having children after 10 years? My mom was always on you. I always was always planning to marry you. And therefore, again, it's a case of died to get married. Taisus references the Gemara and Babasra. Actually, that's the part that we thought was Geshmak with Chap, that Rav Chizda's daughter over here is Rav's wife, and Rav Mechama's wife was sitting on Rav Chizda's lap, and Rav Mechama and Rav in front of Rav Chizda. And Rav Chizda said, which one of these rabbis do you want to marry? And she said, I want both. She said, as a little girl, I want to marry both. And Rav said, I'm second. Rav Chap, right away, I want to be second. Meaning, because Rav Chap, if one's going to be first, either it's going to be divorce or death. Either way, not a great outcome. Rav said, I'll be the second husband. And Kai Chavi, Rav Chap married her first. Rav Chap passed away. And then Rav married her 10 years later. So this is the end of that story. So this is the outcome. So it fits very well that she wanted her, today says, she was waiting for a Nevius. She had said on her father's lap, I'm going to marry both. She's waiting for it to come true. So she was daite on Rava, and therefore, even though it's 10 years, she still was able to get pregnant. That's the command of Rav Yosef. There was a woman who came in front of Rav Yosef, Amrlei. She said to Rav Yosef, Revi, Ana Sheisi Achabali Esar Shanam Bilati, I waited after my husband 10 years and still was able to give birth. Amrlei said to her, Biti, Al Taitzi Lazar Devichamim, don't make rumblings against words of Chumim. Chum said a cloud that one cannot give birth after 10 years. It's not true what you're saying. Come clean. Armelai, she said, you're right. Lenach Nevalti. In the interim, I did have relations with a guy. While I was single, I had relations with a guy. So it wasn't 10 years without Bia or without waiting to get married. And therefore, you're talking right. The Chumim's words are still not proven incorrect. A woman who is totally out of the realm of getting married, not interested, and not looking to get married for 10 years, well, no longer we have children, we have no right against it. Post over here, pick up your mom, Mitzvah. Have a wonderful day. Sorry for a little bit of the rush today. All the best. I'm back in Mitzvah in Toronto tomorrow.